Thank you very much, Chair. Apologies, we were a little slow off the mark earlier on, but I didn't want to disrupt the flow of the discussion on paragraph 30. Australia would like to provide some textual suggestions and reflections on paragraphs 25 to 28, and we will also submit these in writing. As a general comment on paragraph 25, we recognise the point made by India that not all states in the room are party to additional Protocol 1. From that perspective, we think the proposals made by both India and the United States to add the words "in accordance with states' international legal obligations" at the start of this paragraph is appropriate. And as the US noted, this was also the approach taken in Guiding Principle E. As a state party to Additional Protocol 1, Australia has some difficulties with the proposal to insert the words "taking into account existing capacities and capabilities" into this paragraph. That is because it would introduce a feasibility standard that doesn't exist in Additional Protocol 1. Therefore, we suggest that inserting a qualifier at the beginning of this paragraph, as we have suggested, would be sufficient to recognise that states have different legal obligations. We support a proposal made earlier to replace the verb assess, which is procedural in nature, with determine, which is conclusive. Weapon reviews are conducted to determine whether a weapon system could be used in compliance with IHL, and not just for the purposes of assessing. We also support the proposal made by Norway to delete the word seek to. We further suggest deleting adequate assessments for before the words compliance, as it's not clear what is meant by this language. We appreciate recognition in paragraph 25 of the benefits of exchanging relevant best practice. Like Norway, we think this GGE could go one step further, and in that vein, we would propose adding an additional line to this paragraph that reads, "In this context, states are encouraged to share relevant practices in the conduct of legal reviews of autonomous weapons systems, bearing in mind national security considerations or commercial restrictions on proprietary information." We hope this new text can attract consensus. In relation to paragraph 26, we support the very constructive proposal made by the delegation of the United States. We can also support the Canadian proposal on unintended bias in paragraph 27. In paragraph 28, we support suggestions made by a number of delegations to revert to previously agreed stronger language in respect of the final sentence of paragraph 28. However, we believe the phrase "ethical reviews" is a little narrow and doesn't represent an agreed standard. So we would propose amending this to include, to refer to relevant ethical considerations. We'll submit these suggestions in writing, and thank you very much, Chair, for your indulgence.